Letters to Daniel, Volume 5. Letter 334. Smoke on the Water. Loving and Forgiving Satan. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2015, in the fourth month, on the 12th day of the fourth month.
Whiskey in the water, and there is death upon the vine. There is fear in the eyes of your father, and there is yours, and there is mine. There is a desert veiled in pavement, and there's a city of seven hills. Debris flows to the ocean. To meet again, I hope it will. How could something so
dear Dan, the 6th of April 2015, I pretty much ignored the devil most of my life. Even after I heard him laughing at me when I was a young child, I really paid little attention to the memory of that event, other than it happened. But in 2011, when Satan attacked my audio, and by extension, my job at G6, I had no choice but to contend with him in a most personal manner. I knew that I couldn't lose this paycheck, no matter the cost, for the sake of my wife and our household. Even after my motorcycle wreck in 1995, I still didn't give the devil any credit. Instead, I actually blamed God at first. This was due in large part to my earlier exposure to Reformed theology, from which I learned about the sovereignty of God in all things. But my Father in heaven was patient with me, and waited until I learned more from Scripture to begin to explain in detail exactly how these things came about. The only other time before the events which occurred at G6 from 2011 to 2012 and at my house in 2013 that I knowingly had any direct contact with Satan himself was when I was working for G2 from October 1999 through May 2000. These were two occurrences, one close to Shari's restaurant in Redmond, and the other time at G2A. I don't remember the sequence, but Angel Gibb says the time at Shari's was the first. I think this may have been the same time that I took the demon-possessed TV tray, see Letter 31 Volume 1, to the dumpster because it was the dumpster behind Shari's in which I put the trash bag containing the tray. Behind Shari's, which doesn't exist anymore, is a city of Redmond Park and the Sammamish Slough, a waterway that flows northward rather slowly from Lake Sammamish. After I had eaten, I went down to the water's edge for a smoke. I remember standing in front of sort of an earthen mound covered by large rocks and tufts of grass that was slightly higher than the sidewalk on which I stood. As I blew a cloud of smoke out toward the water, I saw that it appeared to waft around an invisible force of some kind. Some of the smoke went to the right, and some to the left, creating an eerie figure of the outline of a person. I figured it was an angelic spirit of some kind, and that Gabe would eventually tell me who it was, because that is what he always did at that time. As I stood there waiting for a response, the gift of knowledge kicked in, and I started to sense weirdness of some kind. But I wasn't sure, and I didn't have any detail or names. So I put out my smoke and left. As we were walking away, Gabe told me that the spirit I had just encountered was Satan himself. After I got into my truck, at the time the Ford Ranger, I started to get sick from the realization of just how close I had been to the enemy of our souls. And I barely made it home in time to get into the bathroom. Afterward, M remarked that it smelled like something had died. She didn't know just how right she was. The other time was one night while working at G2A. Jesus instructed me to command Satan to appear before me. When the devil came, he seemed rather large. Or perhaps it was that I seemed rather small. And I remember that he said these words to me. "What do you want, punk?" I responded with the following phrase. "On Friday, I will be free." After this exchange, Jesus instructed me to command him to depart. I obeyed Jesus, and Satan obeyed the word of God. This happened on one of my breaks, outside while I was in a state of what some people would call being in the spirit. But all the while I was scared spitless, wondering if I was making this up in my head, knowing that I wasn't, and wondering what it all meant. Last week at work I was thinking about the list of grievances against Satan which the Lord instructed me through Angel Gabriel to write down in February of 2014. I had opened the envelope a year later around the time specified, looked at the list, then laid it aside. While thinking about the list at work last week, I suddenly knew the remedies for all of the grievances. These are found in the book of Matthew chapter 5, which is historically referred to as the Sermon on the Mount. Another supporting instruction is found in the book of Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 through 26. And I also knew that in order to be free of all the resonance of Satan in my life, I needed to agree with and avail myself to the work of the Holy Spirit in actualizing the truths found in the teachings of God's Son. Here then is the list of remedies found in Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 48, along with a personal instruction found in the book of Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 through 26. The words of Jesus, God's Son. The book of Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 48. Love your enemies. You have heard that it was said, "You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I say to you, love your enemies. This is my commandment to love. Bless those who curse you. This is my first instruction on how to love. Do good to those who hate you. This is my second instruction on how to love. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. This is my third instruction on how to love. That you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Therefore you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. The book of Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 through 26. Forgiveness and prayer. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive them, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. Some scriptural examples of loving Satan are found in two places. 1. The book of 2 Peter, chapter 2, verse 11. And 2. The book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 9. We can show God's love toward Satan by not allowing the sun to go down on our anger against the devil. We can show God's love toward Satan by obeying exactly and precisely how the scripture says to behave towards our enemies. If we do this, we will be made complete, unified in person, perfect, as our Father in heaven is complete, unified in person, perfect. These things are done in, by, and through the power of the Holy Spirit. Those angels who followed Satan from heaven, and their demonic offspring, are not able to repent. See Hebrews 2:16. Whatever goodness is offered to them, they interpret as poison. This is why in Letter 237, Volume 514, after I prayed for the Lord to help me forgive Satan and all of his resources, I had a revelatory dream in which an evil spirit was wroth with having been offered goodness. This offer so enraged the goddess power that she revealed herself in open daylight, making it easier to remove her from her place. The blessing and forgiveness being offered to the enemy was rejected with bitterness and vengeance. But this is not what is important. What is important is that we obey our Father in heaven. Then we can be called sons and daughters of the kingdom. Therefore, we pray to you, Lord Jesus, for your help to know in the days to come how exactly we can fulfill your word toward Satan and all of his resources, in order that we may forgive them, and bless and do good to them. Amen. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.